What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
It's pretty much a tradition that I'm going to miss one of these. My real life has dealt with a book launch, several book events this month, an unexpected funeral, and I think that's it. So I'm going to keep writing, but I'm not promising anything close to NaNoWriMo. But you're not here to hear that, are you?
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except for that.
Hi there, this is Evil Murr, and I'm here to talk you through NaNoWriMo to either keep you going or make you quit. I don't really care because I'm evil. Don't take anything I say seriously. It's day 9. You're almost a third of the way through. A third? No. Yeah, a third. I know math. By the end of the day, you should have 15,000 words. And you might have come up against a roadblock. I'm not going to call it writer's block, because writer's block implies that there's a stack of writers in the road and you can't drive past it, which is kind of weird. But interesting to think about. So remember that writer's block is just a stack of writers on the road in front of you. They could be stacked up like cordwood. They could be stacked up like a cheerleader's pyramid. It's all your imagination. And once you start imagining those, that will kick your imagination into full gear, and then you'll be able to write. After you run them over? My metaphor's gotten away from me, but I'm sticking to it. So you're running over a bunch of authors in the road, and that's how you get through writer's block. So you've got three options. One, quit. I mean, we just finished streaming The Devil's Plan on Netflix. It's a Korean game show. It was quite interesting. It's a very cerebral thing. It's like Squid Game without all of the blood and murder. So quit. Baldur's Gate is still shiny, or whatever game you play, or maybe you could pick up a game. The second thing you could do is start to record everyone around you. You just put your phone, make sure your phone is charged. I'm not that evil. I'm not going to suggest you walk around with a 5%. God, no one should suggest that. That's beyond evil. Anyway, with your phone charged, you should wander around and record everybody you hear. And then, without the permission, because that just takes time, put that in your book. If it doesn't fit, then all you have to do is say it's magical realism and or stream of consciousness, and if you don't get it, then you're not very literary minded. Thank you very much. Your genius is not being acknowledged, and your genius is walk around and let everyone else do the work for you. Also, you can take your memo writing. It's a big feast holiday for the US, so if you're writing down any recipes, count those words. And you know, if you feel bad about it, you can always just cut and paste them into your novel. We're going to take a break and go hang out with my grandma down in the mess hall of the spaceship, and she's going to make space pumpkin pie, and here's the recipe for space pumpkin pie, and the secret ingredient is space, and then your grandma will have done all the rest because she already wrote it down. The third thing is you could, to quote Natanya Barron, who is someone you all need to be watching on TikTok and reading her books, describe a feast. You can also go back and see where your people have been at an interesting place to look at, or eaten something interesting or worn something interesting, and go back and beef up those descriptions. Do not cut. Why am I giving you real advice right now? Because it's terrible advice, because it's work. Y'all, I just gave you two perfectly good excuses for not writing. And one involved a lot of violence, so, I mean, but everything works well in threes, so describe clothing, describe food, describe people, and make sure you're describing them from the point of view of your point of view person. For example, this is extra work. I quote this novella about every year because it's one of my favorite books ever. And that's Connie Willis's Just Like the Ones We Used to Know, which is a series of vignettes around Christmas time where it snows everywhere on Earth. Everywhere. And after multiple rereadings, I realized that whoever's point of view it is, and these are not first-person points of view, these are third, but whoever's point of view it is, they will describe what's around them in their voice. So we've got a guy who's holed up in a hotel cheating on his wife. And when he gets a chance to look at the TV and see the news that it's snowing everywhere and an airport's been caved in and all this stuff, what he notices is the fact that the news lady has a tight sweater on. And there's another one where a woman's in love with a guy who's getting married to someone else. So we get his name. We get the bride's name. We get the name of two people who are coming to the wedding. And then there's another guy who shows up who tries to hit on her. And he doesn't get a name. And I was embarrassed at how long it took me to realize that this was a brilliant move of point of view. Brilliant use of point of view. But you know, all of this is hard work. Connie Willis is a goddamn grandmaster of science fiction. If you want to be a grandmaster of science fiction, do all that work. I think it sounds very difficult and like a lot of heavy lifting. I would much rather run over writers who are stacked in the road. This has been possibly the most sincere of these Evil Mur episodes I've done, and I feel awkward about it. Please don't run over anybody with your car. I'm evil. You shouldn't listen to me. You should listen to the I Should Be Writing podcast. And God willing, the creek don't rise, I'll have another one of these for you tomorrow, and I won't miss another day. Also, if you're listening to this in real time, Mur Lafferty will be at the Carolina Renaissance Fair this Saturday, November 11th, signing books because it's a time traveler day. So at the Renaissance Fair, there's going to be a whole bunch of time travelers and people who write science fiction. Looking forward to that. And I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, we're at the 15,000 word mark. You know what to do. Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon-only podcast. I'm Mur Lafferty, Murverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him at johnanelio.com, A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.